हरे कृष्णा। द इनकन्सिडरेट कैन बी एज इंजूरियस एज द इनकरेक्ट। सपोज पेशेंट गोज टू अ डॉक्टर एंड द डॉक्टर वाइल डूइंग अ डायग्नोसिस डू द डायग्नोसिस यूज अ मेक्स अ रॉन्ग डायग्नोसिस यूज अ इनकरेक्ट डायग्नोसिस एंड बिकॉज दैट इनकरेक्ट डायग्नोसिस द patient is prescribed a treatment which far from curing the patient actually aggravates the condition of the patient. Now giving an incorrect treatment like this is injurious, and we would actually hold the doctor culpable. Why did the doctor why was the doctor not cautious enough? Why did the doctor not carefully consider symptoms and arrive at the proper diagnosis so that he could give the proper prescription? Now on the other hand, if a doctor is inconsiderate means that doctor, while analyzing the patient, while studying the patient, does not pay due attention to the case history of the patient, and say doctor gives a particular medicine which is normally good, but say for a heart patient that medicine has a dangerous effect. So that disease that may be meant to cure, say, some other part of the body, maybe cure some digestive problem, but it aggravates the heart problem. So it is normally told that this medicine should not be given to anyone who has a heart problem. But the doctor is not considerate enough to consider that this patient has a heart problem. And then when this is done, the doctor has, in a technical sense, for the specific malady that was there, the doctor has given a correct treatment. But in the overall sense, the doctor has done something which is as bad as the incorrect diagnosis, because the effect is that the patient's condition becomes worse. The patient, because this treatment has some other effect, has some complication, so it leads to problems for the patient. So the patient, from the patient's perspective, things have not become better, things have become worse. Now, when we start sharing spiritual knowledge with others, we in a sense become like not just spiritual teachers but spiritual healers, spiritual doctors. When people come to us, they are all, when ignorant people who are not spiritually informed, they are diseased with various misconceptions, and we need to correct their misconceptions. And sometimes we may they have some incorrect understanding, and we correct that understanding, and we may focus a lot on giving the correct understanding to them. Now, giving the correct understanding is good, but sometimes the correct understanding may violently contradict their current conceptions. Just like a particular correct medication may have a violent reaction because of a particular complication that the patient has. So we need to be sensitive. If we are not considerate about where people are coming from, and we just speak, we may give the correct treatment, but the result will be incorrect. What will happen is, we may speak the correct message, but it is incorrect for them. They feel so shocked, they feel so alienated, that they just go away from Krishna. Then actually, we in a sense are responsible for having sent them away from Krishna. It is our responsibility to speak the message in such a way that they are spiritually healed. And spiritually healed means that they come closer to Krishna. Actually, our responsibility is even more, because a patient who is sick will anyway come to the doctor because the patient feels discomfort, feels pain. Whereas people in the material world often don't feel discomfort or pain. They don't even feel that they are sick. So they may not even come. They just go away from spiritual side and just get immersed in material life. And in that way, our intention may be good, but we may not do them good. So Krishna talks about this when he says that 3.26, Nabuddhi Bhedam Janayed Agyanam Karma Sanginam Joshayed Sarva Karmani Vidwan Yukta Samacharan. So he says, Nabuddhi Bhedam Janayed. Oh, don't disturb the intelligence. It's interesting, Krishna is using the word Buddhi, not the mind. He's not saying disturb the minds of people. He's saying this, don't disturb the intelligence of people. Because here people have certain conceptions. And those conceptions, they often justify, they often rationalize using their intelligence. So Krishna says over here, डोंट डिस्टर्ब देयर इंटेलिजेंस, डोंट डिस्टर्ब देयर माइंड. न बुद्धि भेदम जनयेत अज्ञानाम कर्म संगीनाम. ऑलदो देयर अटैच, ऑलदो देयर इग्नोरेंट, बट एंड इवन इफ यू आर डिटैच, यू आर एनलाइटेंड, स्टिल जोशयेत सर्व कर्माणि, डोटेल देम, एंगेज देम इन अ वे बाय विच दे कैन बी ग्रेजुअली एलिवेटेड. विद्वान युक्त समाचरन द वाइज, दिस इज हाउ दे एक्ट. So we need to be correct in what we do, but we also need to be considerate so that people from where they are, they can be elevated upwards. They feel inspired to revisit and reconsider their misconceptions and correct those misconceptions and move closer towards Krishna. If you keep this purpose of getting people one step forward from where they are in their journey towards Krishna, then we'll balance correctness with considerateness. And we'll help people come closer to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.